And now it's time for the Quirks and Quarks question of the week. Yes, this is your chance to challenge the experts, and this week we have a rather starry-eyed question.
Hi, my name is Kevin Proctor, and I'm in Ingersoll, Ontario. My question is, I've been watching the Hubble Space Telescope pictures of galaxies colliding. If there are life forms of any kind living on planets in those galaxies, wouldn't they be destroyed in a collision with another galaxy? If so, what is the possibility of our galaxy one day colliding with another one somewhere in space?
Well, for the answer to that cosmic conundrum, we go to the University of Toronto, where Dr. John Dubinsky is a professor of astronomy. So first of all, Dr. Dubinsky, is there a chance that our Milky Way galaxy could collide with another one sometime in the future?
Yes. In fact, it is on a collision course. There's a nearby galaxy called Andromeda, which is going to come and meet us in about 3 billion years in a big collision. So when two galaxies collide, as you can see in those pictures, there's a lot of distortion going on, and stars are sort of thrown around and shaken up by the gravitational forces of the two galaxies.
It looks pretty violent.
Yes. And so, well, first of all, the planets are okay. Planets will stick to their stars. But the stars themselves get thrown around. And you can see in those pictures these beautiful tails, things that are flung out. Well, two possibilities exist when galaxies come together. First of all, the stars can be ejected from the system completely. So if we were one of those stars, we'd be thrown out, right out of the system, into intergalactic space. In that case, we'd be okay. We'd be safe.
Really?
Okay. Yes, because there'd be no nearby hazards. We'd just be very lonely and have a very dark sky.
Okay. Okay. So we'd still be going around the sun. There just wouldn't be many other stars.
Yeah, the Earth would be going around the sun, but our star would be just flying around in sort of the depths of intergalactic space, not attached to any galaxy.
Okay.
Now, the other possibility, of course, is you're thrown into the middle of it. Now, so if you carried this collision on forward, you can see the galaxies finally coalesce and merge and form a new kind of galaxy. And during that process, all gas falls into the center, and there's a big burst of star formation, which creates a whole bunch of stars in a fairly short period of time. And during that process, a bunch of massive stars can form called supernovae, and they can be exploding and going off. Now, if our sun sort of goes onto a funny orbit that tosses us into the center of this maelstrom, it's possible that a supernova could go off in our vicinity and cause damage to the Earth, because the blast of radiation from those supernovae is very intense. And if we're close to one, it could badly damage the atmosphere and maybe cause havoc with life on Earth.
Oh, okay. So we get fried by an
exploding. We could get fried if we were really close.
Okay.
Another possibility is that when the two galaxies collide, most galaxies have a big black hole in the middle. When those black holes fall, they will sort of settle into the center. Normally, they're dormant in our kind of galaxy today. But if you dump all this gas on them, which is done very effectively in an emerging pair of galaxies, you could reignite something called an active galactic nucleus. And then it starts emitting huge amounts of high-energy radiation, like X-rays. And it is possible that we could fall towards the center of the mess and make a close pass by one of these active galactic nuclei, and that would be no good as well.
Okay, so if we have these two possibilities, we could be thrown out and we're okay, we could be thrown in and get fried. What do you think are the odds of actually surviving the collision of two galaxies if you live in one of them?
I think it's pretty good. I would say we'd survive, just because this whole process takes hundreds of millions of years to unfold.
Well, I mean, given how many stars there are and how far apart the stars are, what are the actual odds of like stars colliding or actually coming close to one of these?
Oh, the chances of two stars coming together are about zero. I mean, there's just huge amounts of space between stars.
Dr. Dubinsky, thank you very much.
Okay.
Dr. John Dubinsky is a professor of astronomy at the University of Toronto. Now, we take all your questions, no matter how far-reaching, so reach out to us and send them in. If your question is used on the program, you get a copy of our new Quirks and Quarks question book, which is also available in bookstores and online through the CBC Boutique. We'll give you the addresses in just a minute.